The agave, or tequila plant, has many varieties, some of which take 5 to 7 years to mature and can grow to 6 feet tall. In Mexico, the stem of the agave is used to produce tequila, and the leaves are left on the ground as mulch. Associate Professor Nanjappa Ashwar from Central Queensland University believes he may be on the way to finding a use for those leaves. Professor Ashwar is searching for a new source of clean ethanol, and the sugar-rich leaves of the tequila plant may hold the key.
Yeah, the plant has got the stem and the leaves and the roots. And at this moment, they're using only the stems, which is very rich in sugar. And they take a small portion of the plant and they make a very high-value liquor, that is the tequila. And that's how it is. The industry is viable. And what we are looking at is making use of the entire plant, including the leaves and some of the bagasse, converting the entire material into bioethanol, and that way we can sell that bioethanol at a lower price as a fuel. And depending on the economic potential, farmers might pick up and grow in large areas. But at this moment, it's only at this trial stage.
Farmers could collect premium prices for the tequila, which can sell for $200 a litre, and then use the excess plant matter to create greenhouse-friendly biofuel. Similarities with sugarcane mean the plant could be processed using a sugar crush. Professor Ashwar says this furthers the commercial potential of the agave in Queensland.
The main thing is we can grow this agave plant around sugarcane growing areas in marginal soils and low rainfall areas, and then take the biomass and process it using the existing infrastructure from the sugarcane industries. That way, we don't need to incur lots of the costs in building the new and special processing plant. The only drawback is we still don't have the technology to convert the biomass into bioethanol. That's what we are working on at the moment.
PhD student Deepa Rajal is working with Professor Ashwar to find the best species to produce biogas. She says this research is a world first and has collected an impressive selection of tequila plants to study.
I have collected it from around Rockhampton, different nurseries around Rockhampton, and I've got about 10 different varieties, and among which I've got, this is an Americana variety. The maximum growth is seen in the agave Americana variety.
And for those worried that consumers wouldn't be interested in tequila not from Mexico, Professor Ashwar believes some tricky marketing could get the Australian version of the liquor on the map.
If it is grown in central Queensland, we can potentially convert part of the stems into another value-added liquor, or we can call that as Aquila, Australian tequila Aquila.